Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today we're looking at a piece called Why We Built AIOS by Brett Allegre Wood.
And it opens with a scene I think most business owners will recognize immediately. You've watched the demos, you've subscribed to ChatGPT, maybe you even hired a consultant who built something in Zapier.
And 6 months later, nothing is actually running.
Brett calls that the gap. Two words. But that gap is why a lot of businesses are still waiting to get anything useful out of AI.
And it's not about bad intentions. It's not even about wrong tools. It's that there's no system underneath, no layer, just enthusiasm, a subscription, and eventually silence.
So what's the missing layer? He introduces this idea he calls the manual layer.
Right. And it's one of the cleaner ways I've seen this problem described. Every business has a layer of work that runs on people. Spreadsheets, group chats, the same five questions answered in inboxes every Monday.
Reports written from scratch. Data copied from one system to another.
That's his list. And his point is that it's invisible to anyone outside the business and exhausting for everyone inside it.
Which is why it never gets fixed. If you're outside, you can't see it. And if you're inside, you're too busy doing it to stop and question it.
Exactly. And the argument he makes, which is a bigger claim than most people make about AI, is that AI doesn't just assist with that layer. It can replace it.
Not augment it. Replace it. He makes that distinction explicitly.
He does. Not help your team work faster. Actually take the work off the table.
That's a meaningful difference. Okay, so how does an AI operating system actually deliver that? Because that phrase can sound quite abstract.
He draws a concrete analogy. An operating system isn't a product. It's the layer underneath everything else. macOS, iOS, Linux, these are platforms that everything else runs on top of.
An AIOS is that idea applied to a business.
Skills the AI can call on. Agents that wake up and do work. Dashboards showing you what's happening. Integrations with your existing stack. Once it's installed, your business isn't running on people moving information by hand anymore.
Your people are free to do the work only humans can do.
That's the shift. And the reason Brett can say it with conviction is that this came from 2 years of actually doing it in their own businesses first.
That's an important detail. This wasn't sketched on a whiteboard. They ran it on themselves. Found out what worked, found out what didn't, and packaged what worked. So why four additions? I'd have expected one product that fits everyone.
They could have built that.
They made a conscious choice not to. Wealth managers, mortgage brokers, founders running lean teams, they all need different things.
The agents are different. The compliance is different. The dashboards are different.
A wealth manager's compliance requirements are nothing like a founder's. Bundle those together and you end up with something that half fits everybody and works properly for nobody.
So there's founders AIOS, Wealth AIOS, Broker AIOS, and General AIOS. Each one ships with the skills, agents, and dashboards that specific operator needs, out of the box.
And more verticals are inbuilt, according to the article.
Right. Brett frames this piece as chapter one of a longer story. He's going to share notes from the build over the coming months. What's working, what isn't, what the data is showing about how AI actually gets adopted inside real businesses.
Which is the honest version of this story. Most AI content skips that part, the what isn't working bit. It does. There's something in this piece about him just wanting to document it as it happens. Let me ask the question someone listening to this is probably sitting with. What if my business doesn't fit neatly into wealth, broker, or founder? Two things. There's a general AIOS edition that covers exactly that. And the 60-minute free audit Brett offers is where you work out the fit. His team maps what's actually worth automating first, for your specific situation. So you're not going in blind and hoping it applies to you. You have that conversation first. That's the starting point. Right. One thing to act on this week. Map your manual layer. Sit down with your Monday morning routine. Count the recurring tasks, the inbox questions that arrive every week, the data being copied between systems. That list is your starting point. You can't automate what you haven't named. Mine is simpler. Go read the full article. Brett goes into more depth than we've had time to cover here. And there's more coming. You'll find it at anabu.ai. And while you're there, you can book that free AI audit. 60 minutes. the team will show you what's worth automating first in your business. Do it before you spend another 6 months in the gap.